natural impossibilities over the last week, talking about the power of God on the earth. What was that a great week last week? Let me see that you are a great week. I'm sort of great young people, yeah, we know the gospel of this thing. And so, that's what kind of perspective we're talking about. So he said, nothing, you need to look at that moment in that context. And then he says, nothing is impossible. And that means, tomorrow morning, you can become the president of Nigeria. This year, Father. They give you the program. This year, Father, you see him. You know, the general commander of the armed forces. Just in how many hours? But for us, I did see that that is impossible. Yes. Which was for us. Well, you can become president, I didn't say that. Okay, in 24 hours, because there are protocols, you know. And we got different things in the country. So we have that today. Alright, so, again, when he says nothing, we say that word, right? Last week, he said the word, R-E-H-E-N-A, what you call Rema. You know, I've heard people use that word Rema anyhow. It's Rema, Rema. Rema does not mean it is deep. Rema means you thought. Certainly. Rema just means a spoken word. Mad men have Rema. The guy that say, how about? It's Rema. Down like that. And so Rema does not mean it is deep. And then, people want to say, you know what? I tell you, what people call Rema is like a new voice. When they say, attached to you, because they want you. So, Rema just means reward by the Spirit. Does that make sense? That makes sense? So, Rema, you say reward means new, right? And old, right? And that's what you call another word. When you say, we got, this is the word, we got nothing. So, we said that nothing is just, it's two words, right? Word, spoken word, and new, right? Rema, word, and new. So, we say, we got no spoken word, shall be possible. Is that right? So, there's no word spoken by God that lacks the ability to fulfill itself. That's what he said. So, he's not saying everything is possible. I just told that now. It's possible. That shall be possible. Alright, so he says, with God, there's no word that lacks the ability to fulfill itself. God's word is possible. That's what I'm saying. God's word is possible. Again, we have to look at the aspect of the supernatural possibility of God's word. Supernatural. I believe a Christian should have experienced the supernatural in the world of the place. You can't just live your life, just like every other human. Miracle is a part of Christianity. Hallelujah. So the miracles are part of the saint. Yes. In fact, Jesus was called the Lord. Hallelujah. this thing is in it. I can't that. I don't get to that takes more faith. That takes more faith. They are able to do that when they do that. So the big bang, bow. And then there's big bang. There's true, there's sky. So stupid. God gave man. Hallelujah. And right from the creation of the world, we are the creative world. He spoke to his prophets miraculously. Hallelujah. I mean, if you read the Old Testament and you see that, you know, you see that it's actually miraculous to see all those prophecies and then you see those different prophecies. It's miraculous to see Moses write something, David never saw Moses, and David will retreat the same thing, and then Malachi will say the same thing, Nahum will say the same thing, Zephaniah will say the same thing, and Jesus will come with the volume of the books and will consider of them like that. Hallelujah! We have Moses in Egypt. The Holy Miracle that we and the body, he has to run to the same time as well. Became a sleeping. Where is that promise? Someone do it. Where is that down the position of Egypt? Where you did one, it's just one something. All of you throw it down. And then all the other world will do something. Hallelujah. But you will do it. Moses is what? Split them up. But that's all the way out there. Appears. That's why we just give them bigger words. Hallelujah. There's no big event. There's no event. There's no big event. But there are all the miracles. Praise God. Jesus came. In fact, the incarnation. God becoming a man is a woman. We all know the Almighty God. The Almighty God. And then, suddenly, there's a woman. John chapter 1. Tell you about this, John 1. And then we look at supernatural possibilities. John chapter 1. Verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Was it was in the beginning with God? Uh-huh. All the God by him. Uh-huh. Without him, there was nothing that was made. Uh-huh. He was life, and the life, look at what is in the train of the world. Life and life. That's what we find in the train of the world. And in verse 10. Let's say you are not in the same. We saw this thing. We hear this thing. Not you now.
He was talking about those who saw him physically. Some years ago, John and the apostles are very good at that. We saw God sleep. You know what I'm saying? Because he's been very slender. You know what I'm saying? The God of God sleep. John said he saw him sleep. In fact, on the woods. You know, he's sleeping. He said, as of the only begotten of the Father, then let me put that in the middle line. We saw his glory, the glory that would have come from the Father. Something like that. Would that make sense? Exactly. At least, this glory would only have come from the Father. So, we beheld his glory. So, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14, that's what we have. Now, let's read on. Verse 16. And of his fullness have you all received grace for grace. That's everything. The Lord was given by Moses. But grace and grace that you have seen that before. Verse 18 now. It will everybody. John 1:18. What you do? No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Hey. So he said, he is the bosom of the Father. I want to go to the word KOPOS. KOPOS. Now I'm going to explain that word. KOPOS. When you use the word KOPOS, it's always for someone you have a close relationship with. So he's saying, no one has seen God at any time, but this Son, Jesus, he is in the bosom of the Father. So you have a close relationship with. Sometimes even you speak for you yourself. Look at Luke 6:13. When he says, given unto you, good consciousness now, shaken together, whatever, shall let thee unto your what? Bosom, right? Unto you. So you need to go for you yourself. Luke 6:13. In the story that Jesus gave about Abraham and Lazarus, he said, Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom. That means he was in close relationship with Abraham. That means wherever you see Abraham, you see Lazarus, wherever you see Lazarus, you see Abraham. That makes sense. So when he says, the Son of God, the only begotten, really is in the bosom of the Father. That means he's close relationship with the Father. That makes sense. That makes sense. Hey, does that make sense? Alright. That one is Luke 16:22. He said, with the bosom of the Father, he has declared it. And the Greek, E-S-E-G-E-O-N-E-R. He has declared him. What he is actually useful when you have a first-hand experience. The thing was sharing with us Thursday was particularly in the social media that I think was this true yet? Yeah, the student? Right? Right? I had him in the state. I guess I spoke to them. Many journalists wondered that she passed on before the studio. She had died, you know, and she had no people. He was in a different trip. Right? And so, why you be seeing online, the lady passes on the word, they are saying now the words, and she's still sitting in the trip. That is an ex-human. So when he is telling on his name, and he's telling his soul, I repeat on Thursday with so much light. You know, and he's telling his, but he can't do that. We saw a young man. You know, he's going to tell you the first-hand experience, right? Meanwhile, that Bishop Rabbi Ross has an internet who just want to control emotions and take away from reality just to talk about the problems and whatever. And then they'll be talking about she has died. He happened to see her 2 years ago. Right? Well, someone who has a first-hand experience is reporting like, I am there, I was telling this. So when he says, Jesus declare the Father. Someone who has, okay, let's look at the references. Let's start. The basis where the word was used. Where the word was used. Look at Luke 24. Just the chapter of that. The chapter before, rather. Luke 24. Verse 35. Lazarus was at verse 34. Saying that the Lord is with him. Because the Lord is saying that Jesus preached to his disciples of the Emmaus. Verse 34. We are now saying that the Lord has with him and he has appeared to Simon. Verse 25. And the third what things we are told in the room. And how you were what? None of them will break them. They told it. Now, are they saying it like the life of someone? No. What happened to them? So when you read, excuse me, declare, and that business, you are saying what happened to you in the first time experience. Is it making sense? Is it making sense? You can ask them supernatural possibilities. Ask them. You can ask them. Seven. And when the angel spoke of Cornelius was in battle, he called two of his outer servants and wrote to each other of them that were in control. Verse 8. And when he had declared all these things, then he sent them unto Peter. Now, the background is that Cornelius had a vision that Peter come and minister to him, right? Then he called servant and he declared unto them. Right? He declared it unto them, declared the vision. Is he telling them someone else told him or what he experienced? Eh? Yeah, that text, you might not make sense, brother. This is what happened to you. So go back to John 1:18. No one has seen that at any time. It's in the world. The world is coming of the Father. Who is in the bosom of the Father? He has what? He has declared it. That means, whatever Jesus is saying, it's not an information. It is what happened to you. Okay. Jesus is not giving us information about the Father. He is telling you about his disease. So, this is not this information. It's news. Should I tell you more than that? Huh? So, the divinity is not an information that Jesus is giving. It is his own very experience. It's an extra mind. He's not speaking what he was told to say. He's not speaking what he was told to say. He's explaining himself. So, when you use what he told the extra mind, it is to say what you experience. What you are involved in. So, we can notice that Jesus is not the messenger of God. He's God himself in man. He's not the messenger of God. Because what he has about God is an extra man. You're blaming yourself. There's a reason why we're doing this way. What he has about God is an extra man. He's not God. If Jesus takes over the world, then we need to pay attention to the character of God. That means God is the God of miracles. It's God of miracles. Now, obviously you know Jesus is not miracles, right? You have to pay someone to convince you that you don't. Yeah, I mean, that's $3,000. Just tell me that Jesus is not. And you know the only people can do that. They convince you. This one, what that's why did you look at yourself? Is it possible? Is it possible? Okay, this is your time. Jesus is not miracles, you just go to you, you tell me that you want, right? He made lame, blind, dead, lepers, cast out devils, right? That arrives, it be like the moments. The moments. Alright. Cast out devils. He raised the dead, Lazarus was raised from the dead, John 11. Look, if you don't have the words, so we need to examine the character of God. That means there are supernatural possibilities with God. They are supernatural because Jesus himself explains God to us. He has humanized God. I mean, there are supernatural possibilities. So miracles are what we have in the Christian faith. But before anything, let me explain what the miracle is. Because oftentimes this is very well. I've seen Christians who now suddenly they just go to something else. They're speaking their being acts of power when you go spread already working for someone else. The miracle is not magic. It's better than that. I want you to always have it in your ear every day of your life. A miracle is not magic. It's not. But there's juju, magic, and then there's a miracle. You're going to say, look at Luke chapter 1, where you are going. When you get to the world. Supernatural possibilities, right? Well, look on. In verse 30, and the angel said unto her, fear not Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, you shall conceive in your womb, and bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Jesus. Now, he shall be made in the person of the Most High. Look at what is going to happen. The angel did not come and just tell Mary.
your pursuit.
Quickly.
You are pursuing your name.
So he said, listen.
No.
He said, you will pursue.
You are really not the child.
So,
transformation preceded the action.
I'm going to say this, listen.
Because if you are not careful, you can miss the line.
So, he said,
you will not pursue.
So,
everybody is pregnant.
You are pursuing
you.
Now
look at verse 25.
Verse 24,
many said unto you, how shall this place be seen that I know not the man?
And the angel answered
unto
the
Holy Ghost shall come upon you.
And the power of the Most High shall overshadow you.
And
we are together in the name of God.
Verse 25.
Where to go?
That means she has a role to play.
That's the only thing that will be born out of you.
She has a role to play.
Even though it's a miracle.
But she has a role to play.
Sometimes
on verse 36.
We will just continue.
And behold,
your God is
better.
He has also conceived the son in a
way.
With this man,
with her, which was called
by his
father.
Let me just say this for
that
that his name was
pregnant
6 months and married
him.
Because
when you are
in an age, you know
something happens to you,
is already replacement.
Promotion
at work.
You
put it there.
A new
house.
Rented house.
See my creep.
See my creep.
See
life and life
and
forever.
A new
car.
My
turn.
Just a new
turn.
You
know
you don't know.
You don't
need
no.
In the
point, when
the pastor is doing
it, you should not be
angry.
You say,
my new
toy.
You know,
everything
is just in
social media
presence
in each
other.
But,
and this
man was 6 months
pregnant.
And he took
an interest to be
announcing
to
our cousin.
Sometimes
we learn
this question.
You don't
think
of
another thing.
But let's
do that.
Alright.
So,
okay?
Yeah,
can you
pass the tears
now?
Is that
everybody?
After
the back of
7 days,
we
want to
go.
Did
she
lay
in the
room?
Where
was
her
room?
She
believed
that was
it.
So,
miracle
is not
magic.
It's not,
what
do you
think?
You know
that
is.
Take it,
take it,
take it.
A lot of
television.
That is
really
excellent.
I
remember
when I was
there,
you should
never
volunteer.
You know,
people
calling,
they are just calling.
They are just calling,
so
I don't
know
why
you are calling.
Because
what
happened?
I said,
you
just,
and that's
why when you're
now finding
room back,
like,
you
begin
to talk
business.
Because
we have
placed someone
in the
supernatural
and
the
charismatic
that
makes
no
sense.
We
draw
a line,
we talk,
we
touch.
That's
the
Namalawi.
Namalawi
is an
analyst.
A
living
doctor.
There's
only
the
prayer
about it.
But
you
draw
a line,
we
talk,
and
you
are saints.
That's
all.
So
cross
this
line.
And
now
the line
gets
the
line.
What's
that
rubbish?
What's
all of
that?
That's
a TV
show.
Of
course,
the
camera.
I said,
the
power of God
is here.
The
power
of God is
found.
Power.
You have to know that
you
have
a role
to play
to
make it happen.
Where
is
it
happen?
You
make it
happen.
Are you
with
me?
So,
Mary
received
supernatural.
She had
a bad
to
play.
She didn't
just
say,
Mary
didn't
just
say,
with
God,
nothing
shall
be possible.
She didn't
say,
what's
happening
to me?
That's
the
supernatural.
even go and know. And the moment the angel is not talking like that, I just say, we talk. What else should be possible? Let me just say, what's happening? What's happening?
That's the other thing. That's cancer.
You know, because she was, in Matthew conception, she didn't use 1 month. She carried it 9 months. Right?
Oh, you say, that's what I mean now?
She carried it 9 months. Very opposite of the idea men have on news. You know, I think I was just saying, sometimes we have to speak the normal course of nature. Just we tweak the supernatural and Hallelujah. You know something? So it's no magic. God works by his word. With God, your word is impossible, right? So God works by his word. He speaks and he acts. And then people say, well, when I walk on the streets, and somebody, I always look at that and say, God, that was you. And then I look at that. That's what I say, God, that was you. You did it. No. Whatever God did, you only do. And in the mission, you receive it. You don't need to tell me, well, that's it. I did that thing. No. He is not a magician. God works by what? God works by what? His word. So God works by his word. Look at Mark 9:20. And they brought him to him when he saw him, so with the spirit of him and the son of man, spirit. And Jesus had the father. That's 21 now, Mark 9. How long is it that he came up with him? This is what it's about. Let's come to you. Nothing is as casting into the world to destroy it when you can do anything, have compassion on us. Can we do something together? If you can believe, all things are possible to you that believe. And straightaway, the father of the child cried out, and he says, Lord, I believe. All my unbelief. Hallelujah. We have a way to pray to you. Lord, I will. You have to stay just up. Men be good. And live. Lord, I will. So faith means that God will convince people before he acts. He doesn't do magic. That's why Jesus spent more time teaching than even listening. Faith means God will convince people that he will act like that. Sometimes we will say, Jesus knew the multitude. He knew the multitude, he knew the adversity. What we don't know is that he had spent time teaching them. Not that he just went to the gospel, That's not what he was doing. We don't know what he was doing. He knew. I'll say, now. I might be caught in three of you, or I might have been caught in this way before. You know, we just want to do it, and then my friends, what about that? So he said, we just do the challenge. Do the question about them. He said, we just do the challenge. And here are the everything that we see. Quite funny. We go to challenge. We lay out the everything that there is. No better we see. Nobody can do it. No challenge now. But that one day, that's the one you are chasing me. Oh, what are you doing to me? Hallelujah. So, you believe. that's the issue. Instead of
who does go to market and you know that blessing you?
That one bless you.
My Lord, I know.
Check yourself.
That's what charismatic do.
I'm charismatic to you.
Very charismatic.
I'm very very charismatic.
Whatever that means.
Anyway, check yourself now.
Before you check yourself,
you must have spoken the word.
God knows that his word
is not magic.
Is that a show?
Check yourself.
Something has happened to you.
No,
whatever you happened to me,
I permitted this.
So, a miracle is not a magic.
Only a
miracle. You must be and then you receive.
So, God works by his word,
he's not a magician.
Let me say this.
God cannot miraculously save everyone in the world.
And it's salvation.
When he shows you that he cannot miraculously save the sick,
and that will cause it.
I mean,
you know, if you
let God, everybody will be saved in this world.
Everybody will be saved.
Then who are the sign points?
Who are the
sign points?
Everyone will be saved.
But,
you know that has not happened,
it's yet to happen,
hallelujah.
That will not happen.
Men have to believe the gospel.
And so,
if God will not miraculously save everyone, then it shows you that a man has authority within the body of man to determine what happens to him.
If it is within man's control and authority and estate to determine what happens to him,
God is not going to perform a miracle at all costs.
Hallelujah.
God is not going to perform a miracle at all costs.
In Mark 6, look at Mark 6.
Very simple.
Let's read from verse 1 to 6, everybody.
Shut up.
Mark 6, 1 to 6.
Are you ready?
Where to go?
Okay.
Don't give me the word of my people.
And when they were coming to
them,
that's all.
But Jesus said unto them,
a prophet is not without honor but in his own country, among his own
flocks.
Where to go find the
Lord?
Alright.
Now, that's what it is.
A prophet without honor in his own
country. Let me just put it like
this. He
is not saying what is generic.
He is not saying what is happening at that moment.
Is that it?
Doesn't mean that every prophet is without honor in his own time.
No.
It's something that,
thank God,
bless the name of God.
My family is in my ministry, but I mean, no.
My dad told me, Pastor.
So,
that should be his honor, right?
There's honor in my own name,
as it were.
Yes, so,
it's not something to know that
say,
God is without honor,
so this,
new church pastors are
never in honor.
That should not be the case,
right?
Just in the words, I'm doing that.
Alright,
then verse 6.
He says, in man that God believed.
Why?
Verse 5,
he could not do any mighty work,
say that he did his
feet.
Now look at that.
Jesus could not do so many things,
verse 5.
Because of what?
That
means
miracles are not tyrannical.
That means God cannot just say,
he wants to do a miracle
that works for you.
There's no miracle
that works.
Last minute
miracle that works.
That's
good.
There is no by possible.
You determine what happens.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Sometimes
the mind
of power of God
working is
known to see it.
And then you
expand that much more
to
so,
what
might be the
part where,
listen to me,
where
it is men
that are delaying
the power of God working?
What do I do?
What do?
You teach.
Because in Mark
6,
Jesus now
sent his disciples
to teach.
After he did
not do many mighty
works, he
now sets them
to teach.
Now look at verse 15.
Look at verse 12.
Now we're at
verse 12 and 13 now,
Mark 6.
And they went out
and preached
that nation in
prayer,
and then
he
cast out many
devils,
and I entered
many
that
were sick
in
the
world,
and
then I said,
after teaching and preaching. Now, what is this? And so, in the case where it is merely blind, the power of God working, you teach more. You spend time to teach. Thank you, Jesus. And so, God is not tyrannical. He's a convincing God. You convince it. And then you make your heart on that. It's not the kind of person that, God is not the person that forces his work on people.
My tithe is me. It's just what it's about. manifest. What kind of work? Where did you hear this word? My money is in sleep. I am the richest man on earth. We just not announced. traditional. My car is in the spirit. My house in the spirit. It's in the spirit. the way you say, we can appear in power. My car is in the spirit. What has happened is that there's just no manifesting. We need to realize that. Because there's no time to sleep. It's not going to give you that's going to be a man. And so, how does God meet you in this man? He's not going to go to someone's right account and tell it to you. He asked God to give to you. That's how you find that Jesus taught on giving so strongly. He asked God to give to you. So, we say that the delay in the position they were in the local progress can actually be a delay in the obedience of that man. Come on. So, the delay in that position can be a delay in the obedience of that man. I hear all times that you yourself, God has asked you to give to people. And he said, I see my church now. Okay, you know my church. But this had an impression like much. He said, why don't you give me that? I don't mention your name now. What is it? That's the person. That's the person. It's not the person. The name that is my name. And what is my duties? The 52. All of that salary. I don't just send it. Send it by you. And then he said, I will give you the name. What's that? No, I walk in the light. You strange words, I love you. You strange words, I love you. I shall do it again. So, when I think about church, I send to church to God. The church is called Labadoosh. You might not find anything wrong. Labadoosh, Labadoosh. Why is that sitting around in the tongue? Oh, there's no one. No! I spent more than I spent in the book. You know, those times, God wants to use you to meet the needs. And so, the delay in the provision on the other hand is actually a delay in obedience. Is it getting clearer? Is it getting clearer? The way God meets the needs will be by what? Inducement. There's always a third party when it comes to that provision. And the man has to say yes. God doesn't move people against their will. Even if he's healing, he's healing the sick. You are from Father Mary, that doesn't say, what do you want? Right? What do you want? Do you mean that I make you will? And the man said, yes, I will. Right? God does not work against the will of man. Even in salvation. Let's go to our actual word transfer. God pursues the giver. So, miracles are not tyrannical. And Jesus demonstrated that to us. Not tyrannical. God's persuasion, man's response. So when it comes to provision, what we have is God's persuasion and what? Man's response. That makes sense. Some of you understand better now. You know God makes it. Because sometimes, God is going to meet your needs supernaturally this week. And you're going to, as I'm going to bless you, as you get to the church, thank God. Why do you know? Because Pastor said, God is going to money comes to you this week. And I said, God, what do you do? What do you do like you are telling me? What you see is your sin. I love for your pain. Because I don't believe anything about the world. No, I'm just a small supernatural credit alert. Now, see me give testimony like that. I just got an alert. There's no name. That's not from God. End of our members just got a last supernatural. Ask the Lord 7 minutes. It's a total of this. I gave me a wish of supernatural religion, yes. I've had people walk up to me before and give me money. I've been putting that for you. Tell this person that God asked me to give you. I've had someone ask me to my bank account online before. Just like, what are your family needs? I'm like, what do you need to give it? So, sorry sir, what do you want? What do you want to give? So God asked me to give to you. You're alive. I prayed and then I see that one too. I say, like you do something like that. That was like, there's a playing sound. Let me down, my. You see, one of them, we have blessed them. Let me down, my. That is going to come. Glory to
to without a clear account of how God provides, right? Look at all the miracles in the Bible on provision. It was made. The five loaves, the entire prophet. Did you get it here? In the book of Acts, people's needs were met in the church, and it was by others. Even prophets. We want more into supernatural provision. Hallelujah. So, again, you, the person, and you, the person who has what you need. When it comes to you. I suppose it is easy to be different than just you and God. So we have to proliferate what in God's provision. To be able to meet it, you can have your spirit too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know my needs are not supernatural? Yeah.
Well, Pastor, it's left to my favor. Pastor, it's left my favor, yes. Of God.
Also, in UBC. So when you have supernatural possibilities, I'm switching. In UBC.
Why do you just like this name? Well, my name is not in. My name is not in. Sessions like yours.
You will see. Acts 10:38. Can we Acts 10:38 together? Acts 10:38. Are we ready? Everybody, want to know? How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Holy Ghost. And we have to wonder about doing good, healing all the oppressed of the world. Then we have to say when you come out, what's it? How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth to be the Holy Ghost. You can put come out with that. Not with the Holy Ghost power. The idea of anointing with the Holy Ghost and power. You anointed him with the Holy Ghost, right? Then with power you went out to do it. What is this? With power, you went out to the sea. Like, you are not able to use the power. You are not able to use the sea. Then with power, you went out into the sea. So, the healing of the sea was part of what Peter said everybody knew about Jesus. Because he's talking to people and saying, you know Jesus now, how God anointed him. And so, one of the news that was published, that everybody knew about Jesus was that he healed the sea. He healed the sick. And so, the healing of the sick is part of the faith. Healing is part of our lives. So, it means supernaturally, sicknesses can be healed. Let's say this again. What is the natural possibility? Someone has malaria, right? And you can also rheumatoid, rheumatitis, right? Right? Come on. And you get healed. That's natural. You find out that we didn't meet you. Most of us is very crazy. And give one small app like that. It works way better than it. Those guys are not like natural. They don't like natural. You don't want serious sickness. Listen, the time you know it to make up one way sharper. One way. And then you just reach it in simple things. And then administer it. Anyway, now that's a natural procedure. But we can have sicknesses healed by the power of God. Every time I say this, I used to give this as well. You know, my hindsight was very terrible. I would keep saying it for years. It was a very terrible way to look at God. My hindsight was very terrible. My glasses was as thick, almost as thick as a football. I don't know how thick it is. Not that big of you. And I it had a loop. So very thick like that. And why they use rope is because to get it again, to be able to use it again, it takes time. So, I must protect it. And I like to do it before. First time. With glasses, I see a pain. I mean, the pain I'm talking about is not this case. Some of you guys didn't believe it today. Because sometimes I'll just be rushed to the hospital. This is it. We'll take it again. I've always been in the hospital and banks. Especially banks. I just said, what's the point? I have glasses. I can't do it very well. And I see how to do it. But my brain was so much that day. So I said, God, just kill me. Then God, that God does not have easy to kill me. But if our prayers are coming to you, you know, you can't have a chance. That was my desire. You actually have a very honest desire. I wanted to do it. You know, you know the word that? That is, when you're having headache, the next thing is not, no matter how push out the headache, is learn how to now cut off your head. So I said, this thing, this pain is too much. But this is not the way. So I said, this is what was going to happen. By the time I take this glass, at least, I want to pain and I will go that way. Or, you know, at least, I want to move it. That's okay. But if you have no pain on your lifeline, of course I was ready to receive. Hallelujah. So, I broke the glasses, put them in the see, or plus you down. And I was laughing at the pain. Who broke your glasses? I was doing it last year. Yeah, it's good. How God works with you, right? All right. And that's just it. My eyes are good, brother. Most of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the pastor was complete. Well, it means that we can have healing supernatural. The hand of God curing diseases. So, if you see your glasses, well, I see one picture of that. Hallelujah. Apparently, so you I love the picture of your glasses. Very deep one like that. Oh, God can heal the sick. So, again, one of the possibilities we have in the Christian faith is that the sickness can be healed. It's a possibility. It's a possibility. Sicknesses can be healed. No matter how long. No matter how long. The woman who had vision of God had it for 12 years. That is no time to get used to any sickness. I mean, you get used to it, you know, the money is going to be the best thing, you have to use your dad. I like you say, ah, that's my asthma. You know, the video, like, let your asthma is this way, because, you know, you're going to be straight. But the woman did not get used to it. 12 years, and she still is sick by you. I believe in you. I believe that you are a bad girl. With your mom, with your dad, with your spouse, whatever it is. Sicknesses can be healed by the power of God. I've seen this much more this week. I really was already. Don't let the devil trouble you. Sicknesses can be healed by the power of God. We can supply supernatural energy to take away diseases. In Mark 16, let's look at Mark 16. Mark chapter 16, thank you, Jesus. As 15, going into the world, he does with every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes on shall be damned. Can we read that 17 together? And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, you cast out devils, you speak in your tongues, you take out serpents, and you drink any deadly thing. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. It's a possibility. That when I lay my hands on the sick will recover. Again, healing the sick should be on the CV of every believer. It should be one of the things you are doing heavily in your life. Hallelujah. I remember one of my very good friends. He had me, there was an interview. In school, I know the school, but and all. So, he said, what are you doing like doing? If you are spending your swimming, running, reading, the Bible said, one person I know this. He said, I'm down now. I am healing the sick. I speak in tongues and words. You know how you do it? Yeah. I speak in tongues and words. So the word I speak in tongues. Yeah. When it's short on the door, you want to be able to talk. So I said, put the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, put the Lord. I speak in tongues. Oh, Lord. I didn't say, I speak in tongues. You know, tell our anxieties. You deal the sick in words. A Christian who doesn't heal the sick should heal the sick. You should heal the sick. There should be a time of your life where you say, I actually laid my hands on the sick person and I said in the name of Jesus on you that he was healing. It's not for pastors. It didn't say this time you are following pastors. It didn't say this time you are following those who wear white, not like me. You
Apollo knows you can speak in tongues very well.
Then he said, you know, every man that believes, do you believe? You believe? You are a believer? He said, this is from all of you. And he said, whatever Jesus said is an extra man. He's not more than God. And the angel said, the word of God is all about you. So the word of God was saying that you can hear the sick. I'm not another person to hear the sick. I met him. It's as simple as I make a call, people come out and I lay my hands. Like, it's always as simple as that. Since the first time I was under pressure, of course, that was the first time I was under pressure, I went to preach in a particular place. It was with you to reach for me and young. So I preached and I preached faith. And as I preached faith and all, it just went slow. I said, it was just the faith. The faith that you just saw. No, that they were not trying to be serious. They believed. When was the first time of even sick? That was already preaching. I mean, and so the boy goes and says, yes, so. Ah, then Jesus, if you don't even seek, you'll be last time I preach. Yeah, I used to have all those kind of, speech. You just pray that you'll be seeking. Like, what happened to me on the television? I was quite long. Listen, if you don't do this one, you're disgraceful. I'm disgraceful again. I was like, my husband, oh, my. The volume was quite high, like 2 steps. He was looking at all the people that he brought. Because as one person came, everyone was not coming up. He particularly came out with the breast milk. As I was there, one thing that came out with me, he knew his power. But I was an individual. As we were taught, we came to our mother and said, ah, no, why did you do it? Like a roof. God, I'm trying to avoid this kind of thing next time, but this one will sort ourselves out. And I can tell you that was the last time I was at the table. There's nothing serious about me. The way I like it, there was that one that you saw. When I was like, you're just a man. I can't hear you, but you're just a man. So, look, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Now, I did that to show that there was nothing serious about it. There's nothing serious about it. There's nothing serious about it. You go from place to 5 hours. You don't come out, you don't talk to anybody. You get it. Because what it is, you wear your address, you ask your address, your address. You tell your address. So you see the person you want to talk to. Hallelujah, I know how to do it. I got you to jump, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are not going to go to God. You are not going to go to God. These hands are the hands of Jesus. These hands are the hands of Jesus. These hands minister the power of God. To my family, to myself, to everyone around me, these hands minister the kind of power of God. It's look, you actually can believe that and be simple as that. Be simple as that. That sicknesses can be healed by the power of God. We do not go to church and just dance away and dance all over and do nothing and go. We should learn that we have the power of God. How about that? We should learn that we have the power of God. And so next, I want you this week, this way, I want you to create opportunities for yourself. Opportunities to minister to you. Now, channel our eyes and give people what they do. When you go to them. How will God work? By His word, right? That means you teach. You teach what God has done in Christ, and how God wants to heal the sick, right? And then you minister the sick. And it works every time. Let's put the power of God on this one. Hallelujah. It's an energy. It works. Hallelujah. Therefore, so God says it. I believe it and assess it. I can heal the sick. I can heal the sick. You know, my hands can supply supernatural energy. You see, blind eyes can open. I tell you, blind eyes can open. I was the first time I opened a deaf ear. Everyone was surprised. I was not really too shocked. You know, that was the first time. Because I always knew deaf ears can open. If you ever do something, then God will do what you want to undo it. What can I do? What can I do? I've always believed blind eyes can open. Because He's God. He's the Almighty. believe in them. And they don't believe in us. That's why I believe it actually. I'm not saying it because I'm preaching. I actually believe it. And I've seen it happen before. Old and young people, I've seen different kind of people doing this. Like I said, the first experience brought me to children of one, you got to see something like that. But that's what we want to. The reason is that I saw the man walk with the crutches there. The legs were so feeble and thin. Were so feeble and thin. He can't hear us or say, he can't carry any weight there. And this man laid his hands on the sea. And I saw troops coming back to John. I told myself, so this will happen again and again. I was quite young, but I was probably my team, and the team, I said, this is what we've been doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe the power of God. I believe the power of God. The first thing is that there's nothing wrong with you. So even, hey, Pastor, you know, Hallelujah. Mention the name. That's because I'm here with you. Shout us in this. We have a greater name. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus is greater than all. So we need not to be in this week. But this week, I want you to create opportunities for the new things. You have grudges. Listen, you have to pass out in the room this week. You love him. The same way we had the possibilities concerning provision last week. This week they will find healing in the Lord. If you are seeking the Lord, I want you to first address yourself. Zachary, don't get your shoes. Don't say, it's not my head. It's not your head. It's your healing. It's not your house. What you have is in your house. Zachary? Don't personalize what you are doing. Choose what you are doing. It's my own son, not my own son. It's your healing. It's your healing. Show you. Every part of your body is what you find. Your eyes are what you find. Your ears are what you find. Your mouth is what you find. Your tongue is what you find. Your heart is what you find. Your kidney is functioning well. Your liver is what you find. Your legs are what you find. By the power of God. Spirit parts, strengthen means by the power of God. By the power of God, trust God. Hallelujah. There's a week full of healing. Hallelujah. It's a week full of healing. It's a week full of the power of God in demonstration. It's a week full of the cloud of God's glory. It's a week full of His presence, His mighty hand. In your body and in the bodies of those who touch. In your body and in the bodies of those